On the show today, we have quite the lineup for you. We have Element Federal Credit Union's very own Linda Bodie, CU Solutions Group's very own Brandy Stankovic, and Correlations' Dan Marquez, and last but not least, Mitchell Stankovic and Associates Zach Christensen, all talking about the new CU Pride organization and its really cool event coming up on June 19th. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, do we have a group? Oh my gosh, we have a gang. It's not like the Brady Bunch. It's like the Hollywood Squares here because this is the format we got going. All right. First of all, we have Linda Bodie from Element Federal Credit Union. Linda, how are you up there in the left corner square?
I am awesome. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. And then we have Brandy Stankovic from CU Solutions Group. Brandy, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. So far, so good. And then we have, is it Link One Federal Credit Union? Is that what it is, Dan?
No, I'm actually with Correlation, brand new.
You're with Correlation? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I start tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. That's a great group of folks there. I work closely with them, actually. So.
Awesome.
Congratulations. What are you going to be doing for them just off the top of?
I'll be a conversion strategist for them.
All right. Yeah. Well, congratulations. Good
Thank you.
Move, good company. Well done, sir. And then last but not least, we have Mr. Zach Christensen from Mitchell Stankovic and Associates. Zach, how are you doing up there in the corner?
Doing fantastic, Mike. Glad to be here.
Right on. And happy Memorial Day to everybody. I hope everyone's days are going really, really well. So appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy schedules to be with us here. But we're talking about something that's really, really cool. It's the CU Pride organization. Kind of like the big announcement, right, guys? Is that kind of what we're talking about here?
That's it.
All right. So, Zach, I'm going to let you go first. What is the CU Pride organization? What exactly is it?
That's great. So thank you, Mike, and thanks for having us on.
You're welcome.
You know, we're excited to be here. And you know, with my journey in credit unions, had the opportunity, amazing opportunity to work with a lot of industry activists that are doing some great things and really leads to platforms for a voice. So, you know, Global Women's, I get to be a part of that as a sister society leader here in Nevada. And then of course we have the Underground, which is all about a voice for the credit union industry.
Oh, yeah.
And so CU Pride really kind of derived out of that to provide a voice for the LGBTQ community within the industry. And so as we got together, we kind of created our mission or our tenets and laid down four of them that were really important to us and for what we're doing moving forward. So the first one was to start by creating a network and promote the visibility of LGBTQ plus individuals in the credit union industry. Mm-hmm. You know, so far there hasn't been a dedicated place for that voice and that networking. And so we wanted to start that movement. And then the second was to provide a safe but brave place for communion and discussion. And we were really specific about that term communion, which means the sharing or exchanging of intimate thoughts or feelings. So when we say we want it to be safe and brave, we want to be able to have an environment, whether it's in person or it's over the phone or it's via email, where people can truly open up and ask the questions that maybe they were too scared to, or maybe they feel shame in asking those questions. And we wanna be that place that allows for that. The third was to create a forum for allies and social change agents. You know, there may be some that do not necessarily ascribe to the spectrum of LGBTQ plus. Maybe they don't know, maybe they just prefer not to have a label at this time. But they do have a personal relationship with the LGBTQ plus community and what we stand for. And so that kind of leads us into the fourth piece, which is to really promote inclusivity and consciousness through programs, education, and networking. And as I was getting prepared, I began to think about this. In 2018, Linda actually got up, and if you ever had the chance to hear Linda speak, she is succinct, but every word that comes out means something. And you know, she said the gay agenda is all about people who want to be loved, and that's it. And so this program really is about that inclusion, that anyone with the same ideals or passion that want to join us, we want them to be here to help us learn and share and celebrate the diversity that is the LGBTQ plus community. Yeah.
And that's what I meant. The last time we were all together basically was at the GAC in Washington, D.C. at the Underground Collision. And Linda, that's where you got up and you spoke about a lot of this. And this is where you guys actually had, there was a separate event as well, right? About, can you go into that just real quickly, Linda, before we get into some other questions?
Sure. Part of the theme of the Underground was Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Right.
And so we went through each tier and I spoke on love and belonging, and pretty much opened up about how I grew up and the struggles in my life and the perceptions of people around me and how terrible some of the things were. And you just don't hear people speak truth to that degree, like raw emotion. And it was very different, very needed. People loved it. And they in turn opened up about things that people in the credit union industry, CEOs and other individuals, just, they don't ever talk about it.
Right. Right. And so, and then Dan, I'm going to go to you. Cause I mean, how did it all start? Was it, I think the introduction was at the Underground Collision, right? Am I correct in that or?
Yeah. Yeah. So there was actually, Linda spoke at the Underground a few years ago, actually, okay. like Zach was saying, and really this, I think, was a brainchild of everybody in the industry that is looking for that representation. And, last summer I was fortunate enough to meet Brandy at a young professionals conference. We had a conversation. I reached out to Linda. We just all got involved together and started to have this conversation about why this is necessary and where it needs to go. And it only made logical sense, during GAC, where there's so many credit union advocates and allies there already, on top of, the topic of discussion at the Underground Collision. It was just, everything was raw and authentic, and it lined up just so perfectly.
Indeed. Well said. And Brandy, so how do you see this organization benefiting credit unions? Because you're kind of a 64,000 foot level thinker here. So how do you see it benefiting the industry?
There are a couple things in this. And first, I want to say thank you to you for allowing us to be here and have this conversation with you. Thank you for being a supporter of all things industry and even just sparking some of the conversations that we're able to have. In organizations or in credit unions, because outside credit unions, any credit union support organizations are benefiting from this conversation as well. It's because it's about people. And just as Zach had reiterated what Linda was saying, that people who want to be loved and should be able to express and live their true selves at work, at home, outside. Yeah. And really the second piece of this benefit to credit unions is about turning lip service into behavior change. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of credit unions will say, oh yeah, we support this community, we support that community. And do we actually live in our behaviors and actions in the organizations about that? The beautiful thing I think about LGBTQ+, this affinity group, is the innate diversity within it. There's a broad range of many other diverse demographics that we talk about in this industry, whether it's skin color or gender or age. And then not, of course, to mention the depths of the differences within gay, trans, etc. And so what I love about my friends here and the way that we've been able to build this network is the inclusivity of allies as well, and people who are joining hands in this industry and joining hands for this initiative. And that inclusion has happened from the beginning. And as we progress and we meet new people, we're having these conversations. Some organizations are at the forefront of the DEI initiative, mm-hmm. Implementing programs, employee groups, and that type of thing. But we're encouraging credit unions to institutionalize the equity. So not only ensuring this voice, but also a safe environment, and have that reflected in some of their policies, executive and board level discussions. And my favorite really in this is that CU Pride is building on the cooperative principles. So we are joining credit unions together. Many have talked about the importance, but guess what? We're making it happen.
As credit unions usually do, making this stuff happen. And that's a great segue into my next question. Thank you, Brandy, for Linda. So where does CU Pride fit in the whole DEI movement that's just really blossomed in the last few years? I mean, because I always think about Angela Russell at CUNA Mutual Group. So are you guys working with her, or where does this fit in the DEI movement?
I think that, we're just starting out with this initiative. Like Brandy just said, we just finally said, let's just do it. And we did it. So we're at the very beginning stages of it.
Okay.
But I mean, DEI is nothing new for any other industry, but it's apparently pretty new for the credit union industry. So as far as LGBTQ and allies are concerned,
right.
So it's not like we're creating something brand new, but it's adding to that program. Because we have the same issues as any other group. You know, the LGBTQ population is concerned about their healthcare and discrimination, housing discrimination, employment discrimination, credit discrimination. There are things there that need to be addressed with credit unions, management, membership, the overall credit union movement. And so that's where we want to add that leg to the DEI program of credit unions in general.
And Zach, so what are the goals here? What do you guys hope to achieve in the short term and in the long term? Because like Linda said, I mean, this is something that's been around for a while, but it's kind of new to credit unions. So what's the short term and then what's the long term goals here?
Yeah, absolutely. So short term is really going to be building upon those tenets that we kind of set out to. So really build the network, provide some additional learning and educational opportunities, you know, for anybody out there who wants them. And then to continue to share the stories and experiences of our community within the industry, so that number one, everybody knows that there's somebody else out there like them and going through the same things or maybe has a different experience that they can learn from. Long-term, you know, into that DEI piece of it is to really have a voice within those initiatives. Make sure that LGBTQ is represented it mm-hmm. at all levels, you know, national, global, regional, local, when we're talking about diversity, equity, inclusion. And then finally, with those stories, right now, the credit union has no actual data for LGBTQ and how many people in the community ascribe to that community. And so we're really looking to kind of take the anecdotal stories and turn them into data-driven resources and research to be able to utilize for the movement and for the credit unions to continue their push and inclusivity of the community.
Gotcha.
Mike,
and you guys, go ahead,
one Brandy. Thing before you move on from this, I just wanted to point out, to build on what Zach was saying, that you mentioned CUNA Mutual and the efforts of our credit union bestie, Angela Russell, and we want to work with everyone. So whether it's the DEI initiatives that are occurring in the industry, whether it's others, maybe more localized LGBTQ+, any of those groups that are out there, if you were listening, if you're a part of that, if you know you're one of our besties, let's join hands, let's join forces in this. Mm-hmm. And that is certainly one of the part that's the short term that Zach was speaking to about creating that network.
Well, and having said that, I mean, since GAC, since the Undergone Collision in DC, I mean, has there been kind of an upwelling of activity, feedback, or what have you guys heard since then? Having said that, Brandy.
Absolutely. I think that we are starting to connect more and more, and people and friends are coming out of the networks that are coming out of different areas and saying, we want to be a part of this, we want to support it. And so to Linda's point, I mean, the GAC was just a short time ago. We've all been on this weird lockdown thing in the meantime. But in the process of that, we decided, how do we make our organization of this formalized? Like any network at all that's out there, any affinity group, we have to have some sort of organization in order to drive growth. And so our process over the last, you know, several weeks has been, how do we create that solid foundation? And then we're going gangbusters. It's happening now. And so we're going to learn about what's to come here pretty soon.
Yeah. And speaking of what's to come here pretty soon, Dan, can you talk about, you guys have a kickoff event. Every time I hear kickoff, I think kick ass, and Brandy's here. So it's going to be a kickoff event. So Dan, can you tell me about what's this event and when is it?
Yeah, definitely. So it is going to be kick ass. I can just say that. but you know, to really touch on that question too, of a response from GAC, is I think all of us were getting private messages of, you know, either people talking about, oh my gosh, how do I get involved? And, you know, we really decided we've got to put something together. And couple weeks ago, we were tossing around some ideas, and I have a past history of working with LGBT pride organizations. And so I said, you know, look, there's some really great organizations doing some virtual prides out there. I really think we could capitalize on this. So on June 19th, it'll be at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which will be 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be hosting a 90-minute, roughly, virtual CU Pride. It'll be an educational event. We're going to be learning some really great opportunities for individuals who are really invested in the inclusivity aspect of this organization and want to learn to be able to have better conversations with their employees, their members, their business partners, et cetera. Right. So we're going to have some elements in there, including Linda Bodhi, pun intended with Element.
I like the Element. Yeah, I was about
to say. Also going to be looking at some fun entertainment that's going to be coming out that day. Some Q&As, some questions that people are really might be tepid of asking, you know, stepping around some certain conversations. So we're going to have a very open space there. Brandy's going to facilitate some of those conversations that we have. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think we have just shy of maybe 30 people registered so far.
That'll
so
go up. That'll
yeah.
That'll go up. Right on.
Linda has a long history of attending and participating in Pride events, we've learned. So we're hoping that she shows us how it's done.
Definitely.
Laying the foundation, laying the framework. And speaking of Linda, so what's the mission here? What do you guys want to accomplish with this event? Obviously, awareness and all those other good things, but what else is on the plate?
Right. Awareness, definitely. It's the kickoff event. So we want to organize all of our LGBTQ plus and allies in the credit union industry, because to date we haven't been, you know, all bunched together in one little place. So we just want to say, hey, here's our kickoff. Please join us. You've heard about what our plan is, what our mission is, and there'll be some entertainment. There'll be some stories. You know, because it's Pride. Who knows what's going to happen? Because it's always a surprise. But, you know, it'll be a great introduction for people in the credit union industry who would like to participate and move this initiative forward.
Right on, right on. And so where can folks go to get more info? Brandy, where can we get more info?
Website, okay. Facebook. You can hit us up on any of the social media apps that we are on. Any one of us will help guide you. But you can go to our website, cupride.org, or you can head out to the Facebook group. There's more information there.
Okay.
Or, yeah.
All right. I'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it. Zach, you look like you have something to say.
No, I didn't. Everybody's done such a great job. I mean, I could talk about this for hours.
I'm sure.
The main closing thought, Mike, really, yes, in this is that we, anybody that's listening or part of this or wants to have a conversation, that please reach out. That's what this is all about. And it's a cooperation amongst cooperatives. We want to work with other groups that are there. We want to build momentum, and we can only do that together.
Right on, right on. Dan, any final words here?
You know, just to tack on to that, you know, I want to say thank you for allowing us this opportunity to get together and have this conversation. You know, representation is super important, and this is really good for that. So thank you. And as Brandy said, anybody looking to get involved and want to just share a story or connect with other like-minded individuals in your community, reach out. We're always here.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Linda, I'll let you have the final word here. Any final words of wisdom?
I've been talking about this for years. Where are the gay people in the credit union industry? Where are the groups? Where's, you know, I always ask the question, and finally it's, well, I guess we got to start doing it. Just do it.
So that's right. And Zach, what's the date and time again? Just a refresher.
It's going to be Friday, June 19th. Thank you. And 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern.
Perfect.
And so we have a link. It's going to be via Zoom. So just register and we will have all the information. You'll be able to sit back, relax, throw on some great colorful clothes.
There you go.
And get ready to learn, love, and celebrate with all of us.
Right on. Right. And we're all experts in Zoom now. So it's not going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
We're all video extraordinaires now, so good stuff. All right, guys. Well, congratulations on this. I'm really happy for you guys and can't wait to see this thing just grow like crazy. So, and having the four of you guys involved in it, there ain't no reason why it's not going to. So good stuff. All right. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mike.
Stay safe and stay healthy.